If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Welcome back, everybody, into the warm embrace that is another episode of Fuck You, Dad.
In this cold, cruel world, you have this only podcast to give you comfort.
That's true, man. I mean, there are a lot of things going wrong in the world, okay?
You know, but one thing's going right. It's goddamn, but the next 30 minutes of your life when you come to this pod.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Yeah.
The feeling you're going to get, you're going to feel all the stress of the close civil war and the virus all melt away with this fucking story I got locked.
You're not even gonna care that a California's on fire. You're like, my house is on fire. I don't care. They're actually tracing the fires back. Someone was playing Fuck You, Dad, and the episode was such fire that it actually just destroyed all of San Francisco.
It cleared the whole Instagram filter that is that state right now into like a nice blue sky.
Yeah.
And they all have to thank Fuck You, Dad. And it's crazy that we only have, you know, how many listeners we have, but you know.
Yeah, just our mom. But it's still, you know, a humble beginnings, much like Steve Jobs in a garage.
Goddamn right. And now look at him.
Yeah.
Looking down at us from the heavens.
From the heavens. I think he's looking up going, "God damn it, I was right."
You know, Steve Jobs, he
was kind of a douche. Everyone, he didn't invent anything. And he just was like, "I want a computer that looks really shiny that I can sell to morons." And he was right.
Yeah.
He's like, if I just make a sleek, cool design that makes you feel like you're an artist if you buy it. He was like, correct. And then, he didn't invent anything. He was like, "Hey, you know, you can be successful and also talk to your daughter." And you're like, "No, I got to focus on the Apple logo."
No, you can't do that. One thing that mushrooms told me is that I cannot talk to my daughter.
I was an orphan, okay? And I want my kid to have the same experience of not really having a fundamental stable home.
It's kind of suspicious that as soon as people started finding out that Steve Jobs was an asshole, he released a movie that showed him. He was like, "No, I'm cool. I did mushrooms once."
Right. It's like he takes acid once, and we're that's cool.
Okay, you're
Charles
cool.
Manson tripped a lot. I don't think it really showed. He didn't really become enlightened.
But yeah, so fuck Steve Jobs, man.
Yeah.
That's really where this episode's
that's
going.
That's where we're starting off.
He was not a good dad.
He was he's the ultimate fuck you dad.
Yeah.
We should get Steve Jobs' fucking kid on here. That's a real...
Yes, this is a MacBook on my table, by the way.
Yeah, no, I mean, we use his shit because we're idiots.
Because
I'm like, I like the iPhone. He's right. It's simple to use. You're like, video. Fucking Androids, they look like everyone's like, "Oh, you gotta fucking figure out how to code to text somebody." Ugh. Like, this seems awful.
Have you ever had, like, a real person try to bug you about getting an Android?
But see,
It's worse than religion.
Even though
it's worse. I would rather have somebody talk to me about Jesus, something that they, you know, actually feel.
Yeah.
Other than some guy being like, "It has a better processor." It's get the fuck out of... letting other people know, like,
not to talk to him anymore.
I don't have an iPhone. I've got fucked up shit.
Right.
That's if they got rid of that. If they
it's
somehow
a smoke
made
screen
it
that says I'm unemployed.
If they somehow made it to where, like, when you send a text with an Android, like, nobody knows. I think it'd be
anonymous.
Way better. Like, yeah.
It's like AA. Yeah. You have to meet up in a tunnel to buy to meet some guy under the bridge, and he has like a coat full of Androids.
Nobody knows it actually has a better camera. Whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I've always been a vastly unsuccessful like a nerd, but never into any of the things. Like, I'm not good at computers. I don't believe I'm particularly bright. So it's sort of like...
So you have you're a nerd in the aspect that no one really wants to hang out with.
Yeah. but everything else, it's like just a regular... Like, I don't give a shit when someone's talking about, like, "It has this processor." I'm like, that means absolutely nothing to me.
Yeah, that's a bummer. You have all the bad parts of being a nerd, no perks.
Yeah, I'm not like a secret genius. It's like, no, he just kind of sucks.
Yeah. You don't even know a lot about comic books or...
I know nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not into any of that.
You don't even wear glasses.
No.
You literally just get bullied, and that's it.
No, I'm just like a fucking failed cool kid. It just didn't happen.
That's true, because you did all the drugs and stuff in high school that cool kids did, but you never got
Never succeeded. Yeah, it was like I never got to the level. It was like an entry level. The haircut.
I was just about to say, if you had this, the haircut he has now.
If I had the fade years ago, a different life. I don't know why I took Corona to be like, let's look like someone who...
We both know it wasn't Corona.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was the girlfriend. It was the. It's when you're with a woman, they look at your head. You're like, so let's just think about what you're doing. Do you have to dress like you're on the way to like fucking meet your high school girlfriend's parents all the time?
You know what's great about women though is she waited a respectful amount of time to start doing that.
Yeah,
she didn't go right out.
It's
you know,
not out of the gate.
You guys have been dating for a while, so she's like, okay, now let's fix some
change
stuff.
This up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you buy a house and then you're kind of busy and now you're like, let's fix the fucking furnace.
Exactly.
It's been annoying me. let's you know, hey, yeah, you could have a bush for a head. It's kind of cute and funny when you're in high school, but like, you know,
yeah,
you're pushing 24. Is this what we want to do? Is this the adult haircut we want to have?
No, though, you look great.
Thanks.
Both of our heads.
You know what's
really
hilarious
different.
About it? I don't see anybody anymore. I picked a perfect time. People see me on a Zoom call, so I just waited, be like, oh, you know, I'll look really good when I literally don't go out ever.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
The time.
When I'm in a relationship and I don't leave,
yeah,
that's when I'll look my best.
Good for like one person.
Yeah,
well, it's fine.
Hey,
but.
You feel good though.
Yeah.
Look good, feel good. I have the same thing though. I thought we were still doing the haircuts at home, so my girlfriend cut my hair.
I think my girlfriend wanted me to get a haircut so bad. She's like, "We'll risk killing my dad." She's like, "I don't care. I just don't want to look at it anymore." We're like, "We're gonna do it." So we just put, you know. Put the masks on, and I didn't, you know, and it didn't work. I mean, it worked. There's no sickness.
Yeah, well, what didn't work? The mask?
No, I mean, that was great. It didn't work. He's dead. But I'm just saying, it's like I didn't get sick or anything. It felt safe. So I was like, okay, I might just keep doing that.
Yeah, I've been.
It's also these barbers. It's like, it's weird when you talk to any small business owner because he's like, yeah, business is down 50%. And you're just sort of like, I mean, I'm not the richest man. I'll try to tip what I can.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's sort of, you feel
yeah.
like your tip. Is like what's keeping just this institutional. It feels like with Postmates, I was like, tell your kid I said hello. Here's $25, you know.
No, you just got to outdo how bad you're doing with how bad he's doing. He's like, yeah, business is down. And you're like, yeah, everyone I know is dead.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, all right. No tip then. You're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just got to out fucking pandemic people.
Right.
But, yeah, after she cut my hair, I was like, I don't know how I feel about it. And she was like, no, it looks really good. It looks like really like 1930s Europe. And I was like, do you know what was going on?
Yeah.
1930s Europe? A little bit of genocide.
Yeah. You look like a real Nazi. You look like a stern young man who's ready to change things up.
Yeah, I want to look like 2020 America, please.
I don't know if I want to look like that. I don't want to look like I'm bleeding and screaming.
Actually, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
I don't want to.
I
want
to look
like you know.
What was a good year? That's a good question. When was the last like?
When was the last good?
When did I? Probably like what? 2018, maybe.
That was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't amazing.
No,
it was okay.
No, I think everybody felt okay.
It was, oh yeah, I felt okay the beginning of this year.
Yeah, no, that's actually 2014. I bet people were really living it up.
Right,
because once Donnie J, I feel like
it was through a weird vibe.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the table, even
for
if
sure.
you weren't tuned in, it was like, well, things are a little, little weird.
Definitely.
Summer 2015. Back when you're just making fun of him as a candidate, that was a good time.
Yeah,
it's like look at this. I even had Trump jokes. They were like, look at this wacky guy, and everyone's like, ah, this fucking idiot will never win.
Yeah.
And now it's
yeah.
like you know, Emperor Trump. I stay up every morning, pledge allegiance.
It's a cult. It's a straight up cult.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all, that's all it is. People who like are there's people who are like it's Trump or nothing. That's what a cult is.
Yeah.
And now you're following a cult that's like he's. King of the country.
It's also funny that your cult is just essentially like someone that would be on like the blue collar comedy tour.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
It's sort of just like a dark Jeff Foxworthy that you believe is like God. It's like, yeah, okay, he's kind of entertaining sometimes, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, he should be running my life. I'm like, I don't know if I'll go that far.
The president retweeting some weird animation some kid made in his basement is objectively hilarious.
No, if this was a comedic movie, it would win every award.
Yeah.
That you'd be like, this is the most hilarious thing.
The Truman Show too.
Dude, that's straight up.
Absolutely.
If it was just like, I mean, if someone was like, let's write a movie where like there's a pandemic, there's riot, and then Donald Trump's president and he just tweets Law and Order in all caps like 3 times a day. And that's his response to things.
Yeah, Will Ferrell plays fucking Donald Trump and it wins
That'd
an
be
Oscar.
Just a stellar movie.
Although comedies don't win Oscars, but we won't talk about that, I guess. I do have a story to rip.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Let's see here. The thing that made me think of this story was we had like some terrible storms in Chicago. And this happened back when I was, I don't know how old I was. I think it was like early high school or something. Mm-hmm. So my cousin from England was visiting. So this was a big deal. He only visited like a couple.
For some reason, when you said cousin from England, I just imagine like a little boy with like high swords. Like, oh, hello. Like, you're like those like
nailed
English kids from like World War II.
Nailed it.
Like there's like a British orphan.
Yeah. I know he listens too, so that makes it so much better. Yeah. This dude, this age too, he imagined like a thinner, but still like the attitude of Augustus Gloop, but just like purely British. Like yeah. he looked like he would carry a lollipop all around all the time. Go blimey! You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I would love like ripping on him for being British all the time. Yeah. I don't know if he liked it, but I got a kick out of it all the time. Because he'd call the elevator a lift and I'd be like, you're stupid.
Don't you find British people, they always act like, they always say a term that they clearly know you don't say.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say like after like this comic I know would always go after a couple of claws, which means sex apparently, and I'd be like, I play it, I'm like, all right, what does that mean? Like, okay, we get it, you're from another place, you have a different, like, okay, how about you just say the word, let's not, because it's always like, oh wait, oh did I remind? I'm from England.
Yeah.
I have a different. And you're like.
The thing is, they know what we say because they watch all of our TV.
Yeah, they know.
They know what we say. So they deliberately. Yeah, they do that all the time.
They deliberately choose the word and then they're like, oh, you don't know. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right?
My dad would always call things the dog's bollocks, which means it's cool. But that
who
always
the hell
makes.
That's, first off, that makes zero sense.
No, it doesn't.
Why would dog's balls
being the dog's breakfast, that's like bad. But being the dog's bollocks, which means the dog's testicles.
Maybe it was worth fighting him in a Revolutionary War.
I think so.
If we're saying, oh, that's the dog's breakfast, you're like, the tyranny must end. You're like, the redcoats need to be cleared from this land.
Absolutely. Throw the shit in the water.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're like, God.
So he's visiting my cousin, and my parents have this plan to go to a wedding. They're going to go in the city. They're going to stay the night, go to my dad's friend's wedding. They're all chipper. They're getting ready. But the storm is brewing, and it's really bad. And then all of a sudden, like, a tree falls on the power line.
Mm-hmm.
Power, like, shuts to the house. It's bad because it's not coming back. There's a tree on the power line.
It's not
like,
just a quick fix.
No, it's a bad storm.
Yeah.
So what turned into me and my cousin hanging out all night, like eating pizza, playing video games while my parents are away, turned into like us by a candle, like coldly praying that like
you're like in the 1800s.
Everything will be okay. Yeah. Well, we have no power, you know. Right. We're like, okay, we could play a board game or something. So
I love how it took like an actual tragic event for a family to spend time together.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
I guess we'll have to talk to the kids. There's no electricity. Does anyone want to just spend some quality time together in the living room until we get this just horrific situation fixed?
And we said no to that.
Yeah,
me and Dan were like, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
We'll just stay in the dark.
Yeah. Dan was like, I can't put up with Nick just making fun of how I say candle all night. We gotta get the fuck out of here. So I go to my mom and I'm like, is there any way we could, you know, tag along, hang out in the hotel room while you guys like go to the wedding? And my mom's like, oh yeah, sure, right? And she goes and tells my dad. And this now, as a kid, I never understood it. I didn't really understand
right
it.
Now,
but now I understand. My dad had a whole plan. He's going to this wedding. He's getting drunk with my mom. Probably some gross shit's happening. Yeah. You know what I mean? They got a hotel room downtown.
He's trying to forget he has kids for a little bit.
Exactly.
He's trying to party. And he's like, why don't we bring the thing I'm trying to escape?
We fucking, you know, screamed right into those plans.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, the kids, I figure the power's out. They're going to need food. They can just come hang out in the hotel room. And my dad just fucking, it's just code red. It's just like pure.
That is pretty 0-100 though. He's like, can the kids come in the room and he just punches you in the face?
No, he wasn't. He was just like screaming like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, he's like, they can't sit here for one night. And then I look at him like, there's no power. Like, it made no sense to me. I was like, why would you want me to stay here? It's dangerous. The wolves could come. Like,
Dad had that sex in like 2 months.
Yeah,
he wanted to get it. He had like one vacation day. And he's like, for the fuck's sake.
Yeah, he fucking lost it.
Yeah.
And he's going crazy.
Can't we just give them a puzzle and some matches? And they give their own time?
So while he is just like screaming, me and Dan, we go hide in the basement in the dark. We're just waiting it out. We hear a car pull up to the house, and it's my sister and her, like, brand new boyfriend.
And how old's your sister?
She must be, like, a junior in high school.
Okay.
Brand new boyfriend. We've never met before.
Awkward time.
Yeah, it's like a...
middle of family fight. The tree knocked out the power. Now here comes Brandon or whatever. You know what I mean? Dude. It's, like, weird.
He's getting...
probably terrible for him.
Absolutely. I can't imagine.
You know, anytime you meet the parents, it's the most nerve-wracking...
Yeah, it's... because
you can't ever leave an impression that's so good that you're like, I'm glad that guy's fucking my daughter.
It is exactly what it must feel like to be questioned for murder, I feel like. The first time you meet the parents, and it feels like you're, like, up to a lie detector, and they're like, so what do you do? And you're just like, I have a job.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I make money.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, what else do you do? And you go, no sex.
Yeah.
No sex. I don't have sex.
We met building puzzles at a church. Yeah. You know, it's like...
They pull up, and they come in, at a time that both my parents are upstairs, so they don't really know what's going on. They come downstairs, they see us in the dark, and my sister's like, hey, this is Jonathan, and this guy just is like, hey, how are you, what's going on? And they're like, yeah, the power went out at his house, so we thought we'd come over, and we'd meet mom and dad. And I look at my sister and I go, this is code red. You know, I'm like, this is like
dad is screaming at mom.
Yeah, this is like sprinkler incident. This is when his soccer team lost.
I love how you have a code name for your dad. You're like, it's code red. We're just back to the sprinkler incident. You can bring up.
It's DEFCON veins in his forehead. Okay. Yeah. Bad shit's happening. And she's like, what do you mean? And at that exact moment, my mom, you can hear her like run downstairs. And she runs to, like, the kitchen, right? And she's dialing the phone. And she's calling the phone. And she gets on the phone with somebody. And she just doesn't even say hello to whoever this person is. She just goes, if he thinks he's having sex tonight, he can fuck off! And this new boyfriend looks up at the kitchen and then looks at my sister like, what is that? What's going on?
Yeah.
And my sister goes, well, that's my mom. And I'm just like, oh, God, this poor guy.
If anything, it takes the pressure off him. It's like, your family, your parents are too busy killing each other. They don't give a shit what I do.
I was like,
whatever. But that's going to be hilarious. To like, hello, Mrs. Cartwright. I'm here with your wonderful daughter. If he thinks he's fucking getting shit for me,
he can fuck off. And I never heard my mom say fuck off.
I'm about to try yelling at your hand. That's going to be the only thing you fucking use for the next year, you pile of shit.
Anyway, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, hey. Hey, your mom brings the same energy to the boyfriend. What's this pile of shit doing? How's he treat you?
He can
take
fuck
in another man. I'm tired of these animals.
So we all go upstairs, and my mom's just like embarrassed or whatever, and goes and hides back upstairs. And Emma takes the new boyfriend out of there. Like, it was
not
like
the time. Not the time.
It was like out of, you know, like the last people out of Vietnam after the war. Just put a sack over his head, put his head down, get him
out of there.
And so now it's just me and Dan again. And my dad comes down and goes, well, I guess you guys are coming for the ride. And he just acts like nothing happened.
Yeah, just screaming.
Like, I didn't just hear my
mom. I'm almost on your dad's side. You ruined the man's evening. All you had to do was play some board games in the dark with your cousin. Have, like, a weird, you know, you don't play Xbox for one night. Maybe you go out, fucking break something outside.
Yeah.
And instead, your dad, he had vacation days lined up.
He went to
a sex toy store.
Had a plan.
You know, he had some things going on. And he's like, you know what? Never mind.
And thinking back now I'm a little bit older, I can't imagine how awful that wedding was. Because, like, I just blew it off like nothing happened. Me and Dan went to the hotel room to play games.
Yeah, you had a huge fight with your wife, and I have to go to a ceremony where they celebrate love.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to go to a place where they talk about how beautiful marriage is after you almost stabbed each other in the face. And you have to watch some. It's like your dad's. I was like, does anyone have time to interrupt? Yeah, I do! You're making the worst bloody mistake of your fucking life! The only time you're gonna get laid is one of these things, and your fucking kids are gonna wanna play Xbox as those fucking spoiled bastards can have one night without electricity.
Yeah, does anybody have a reason these two shouldn't be wed tonight?
I'm about 107, buddy.
Yeah, I have two in my hotel room right fucking now. But it was just, I remember that night, and then I remember them coming back from the wedding, and my dad just fucking passed out drunk. Like,
he went full British on him. He's like, you know what? Not getting laid, gonna get hammered.
Yep.
He's like, whatever.
Yeah, the old British antidepressant.
Yeah, he was like, I'm just fucking, I'm gonna beat my liver up with the rage I wish I could beat my son up with.
And, he snored. I remember that night. I remember the fighting, and I remember the night because I couldn't sleep because of how loud he was snoring because he was so fucking sauced. But yeah, dude, that's. I think that's what kept my parents together, is because they can fight like that and then go to a wedding.
That's good.
Fucking
That's a skill.
It is.
A skill to be volatile.
It's a skill.
Go right back down.
It's a skill that's burned in my brain forever, but it's a skill nonetheless. Right. That's for sure.
Now you appreciate it.
I do. Yeah. And if it wasn't so goddamn uncomfortable, I would love to go up to my dad and be like, "I'm sorry, I fucked up that night. I really am."
Yeah, it's kind of uncomfortable to remember your parents like have genitalia. Like, yeah. Anytime that like ruins my day. And I was like, my dad is a peep. Like, I'm like, oh, I gotta go sit down. You're like, this just sucks. I don't want to. You're just a non-sexual entity. You have to remain.
I don't know if it's just a relationship thing with my dad, or I never understood how people could talk with their dads about like, oh, like she's hot. Literally it makes never. My insides
my
on fire.
My dad is such an uncomfortable goober based on everything we've taught. Hearing him talk about sex is one of the worst things ever. Because my dad, we're just going into it. When I was in fifth grade, he like almost cheated on my mom with like a 19-year-old at a grocery store.
Now, see, this is why we have the podcast, Kenyon. Yeah. This is the kind of shit I'm talking about.
But he brought it up in a very like, we're just driving.
That's grade. The way dads do
and
it.
He's like, you think it'd be cool if I got my own apartment? And I'm confused. I was just like, I mean, we're kind of, yeah, I guess if we had another apartment, that would be theoretically cool. But he tried to launch it like it's a fun. He's like, let's have fun dad's apartment where I don't have custody of you. You know what I mean? And then he was like, you know, apparently had a thing for this girl. But he even asked, he's like, do you think I should get her something for Christmas? I was like, I think you should get yourself some help. I think you should get yourself some severe pressional help. And it's burned my head forever because it's like, you know, basically that comes out. Mom's fighting with him really dramatically.
Yeah.
My mom tells his parents.
How did it get out?
I'm sure they had a conversation. I mean, I'm sure he talked to her about it. Because in his head, he's planning a fun divorce or something.
He like springs on her like it's a cruise.
He's a self-absorbed asshole. He truly can't comprehend that like that would upset you. You're like, no, I'm finding myself. I'm having my fucking like midlife crisis fun moment where I'm gonna get an apartment and bang a 19-year-old and like and make that documentary I've been talking about for 20 years. My life got on track. I'm living in the suburbs. I'm working at Kroger. I need to feel something, you know.
He's like, he's like talking about like it's a cruise. He's like, no, I got two tickets to a new lease.
Yeah,
and it's me. I'm gonna have a totally new life.
It's gonna be great. Yeah.
I'm never going to talk to you.
I don't have to see the kids all the time. It's almost like, you ever see time travel movies and you're like, I wish I could go back there and undo my life. I can undo it right now.
Yeah.
And so, but like, so he told his parents, which is always fun, which I've seen a lot through my life because my dad's a mentally ill child. But it's like, it's fun to see your parents get fucking owned by their parents. Because like, okay, so like he told his parents. So my grandma I'm eating a burrito. I'm in the living room. Like grandma just comes in unprompted and just goes, you selfish bastard. Like your little old precious grand never could just go you and it's like it's so close before Christmas. And she just goes,
oh no.
Yeah, she's like,
is the tree out?
Huh?
Is the tree out?
Oh,
this is
the tree
out. Tree?
This is holiday season. This is fucking that's all coming. And she's like, your father wants a dog. Like he's getting grounded. This is a grown man having to get in his 40s, having to get into a car and have a talk with his father. So it's just such a bomb. Like, I remember distinctly because I was just crying into a burrito, which is an activity I would find myself doing a lot through the rest of my life. But I'm just eating. It was just such a fucking.
It's a good sad food because you can kind of.
You could just shove it in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's just a tube of new. You're like, I don't even. You're just like a snake. You just fucking shove it down your throat. But yeah, ever since then, it's just been an uncomfortable, or even like now, because my dad, he's at that coming of age moment where he's moving out of his parents' house at 55.
That coming of age moment at 55.
He's getting it together. He's renting a room in a house with other adult men who I assume are wayward souls. I mean, you don't just rent a room in a house And
no, there's
like,
an agreement.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, I was calling him, and I was like, so yeah, he was like talking about beds, and he's like, I think we're gonna get an air mattress. I was like, why? And he's like, I think it'd be fun. I was like, dude, working at Postmates all day and then sleeping on an air mat, that's like a story someone tells in AA about when they realize they needed to like get their life together.
Yeah.
It's not like a, it's not spring break.
I'm pretty sure David Blaine is doing a new magic trick where he's like, I'm just living on an air mattress. And people are like, whoa, how does he do it? Like, it's like a test of human endurance.
Yeah, it's
like,
just such a nightmare. It's just so hilarious that my dad's brain is so warped that whatever the worst possible decision is, he's like, I think I'm going for that.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
He's like, I'm not going to live with several other adults, even though it's proven I can't get along with people. And I'll sit on an air mattress, and I'll just do that.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Man.
But even he'll occasionally be like, yeah. He's like, ah, you know, if I gotta somehow find a date or something. I'm like, Dad, you're mentally ill, and you live at your parents' house. You deliver Postmates once every other week. Whatever monster you find to have sex with you is going to be just so much of a colossal nightmare.
It's not going to be good for
you. It's not going to be good for you. I just don't even, I don't understand. Like, I just feel like, I feel the need to, like, I would apologize to any woman my dad's ever talked to.
Yeah.
You know?
That feels like the alcoholic, like, a really bad alcoholic just being like, no, I just got to find the right wine. It's like, right. No, all of them are going to be
bad.
Yeah,
no, you're not good at this.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not good at, like, relationships with people, you know?
Oh, boy.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like there was one time that my dad, we were watching Game of Thrones, and the protocol between me and my dad when a sex scene comes on is we wait about 45 seconds, someone cracks a light joke,
then
we wait till the end.
That's the move.
That's
the move.
That's the protocol.
See, I like it. Let's see, my uncle, Spank Side, always, they just point out people are hot. Like, we just go through drive-thrus, like, that one was hot, right?
And
like,
it almost, yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah.
It's easier than just pretending that sex just doesn't exist. Yeah. And that's just a better way to live. Mine is so awkward that he was just like, he caught me masturbating when I was like 12 or 13.
Naturally.
As you do, because you're just, it's every other fucking minute of your life. And then he's just sort of like, don't be doing that. And then close the door. That's all he said. He's like, don't be. He's like, but he couldn't even buy his own argument, because I've also, like, when I was a little, when I was like 7th grade, I got on the computer, and I was like 7 years old, and porn ads just popping up, because he's dumb, and he's just watching porn on the family computer, a tradition I would continue once I hit a puberty. But
it is just passed down from father to son.
Right. That is, what do you think about it, that is such a, like, fucking grody, shameful act that men were doing? Like, it's the family portal of knowledge, where you go to, like, research a book report, and like, find directions, and if everyone's out of the house, your mom's gonna touch the keyboard, your little brother's gonna play a flash game, and like both the father and the son are just gonna go right up to it and just get the most vile shit,
all on the same portal.
And you think about times with your dad, you've probably encountered it, because it's probably been a moment you knocked on the door, he's sweaty, and you're like, I'm just looking at the Google tab, just seeing what the theme of the Google tab is today. Anyway, son, you want to get
I'm
out
just
here?
Map questing your practice.
Yeah, just the fucking. I can't even believe.
Yeah, family computers. That's not a thing anymore.
In fact, one time, I'll admit this. I used the family computer. It was a puberty, masturbating, actually.
Yeah.
Didn't do a good job cleaning up. Brother's using the computer next. He's like, Kenyon, you sneezed all over the place.
No.
It was just a moment of like, all right, well, that's going to go in just a bottleless well of shame.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
will just continue to go larger and larger as we're
getting. Till I have a podcast.
Yeah, it's just, Jesus, Lord. Like, it was just a moment, I was like 13, I was like, I need a drink. I was like, that is a lot.
You do have moments when you're a kid when you're like, God, I need a fucking drink.
You're like, I that is a lot. You're
and
like,
you
did somebody give me a cigarette? I am in sixth grade, but this is a level of hell right now.
Level of shame, dude.
How the fuck do I get out of this?
That's like when I pooped on a tennis court when I was a kid.
You pooped on a tennis court?
Yeah, me and my...
How many times did you, as a kid, did you poop or piss your pants?
No, never...
I pissed my pants twice at school.
Never just straight up in my pants, but I've definitely gone in places where I shouldn't have gone.
Right. I remember, I think it was in first grade, I just let it rip at computer lab. I think we weren't allowed... We were like, we were in trouble or something, and we like couldn't go to the bathroom. I forget what it... But for some reason...
Sounds illegal.
For some reason, I felt like I couldn't... Asked the teacher to go to the bathroom, and I really had to go. Just pissed in my seat at a computer class. Got up, there was a puddle, and just left.
Just nothing?
No one. It was like the whole class leaving. No one realized.
Oh, I love. Well, no. That's the lie that you tell yourself. People definitely realize. Nobody said it.
And then I did get help back in first grade. I'm sure they're connected. I want to move them up, but the man pissed in computer lab. If he's not autistic, it's insane. Best case scenario, he's autistic.
That was the day. The day the computer teacher looked and there was a puddle of piss,
yeah,
and the kid didn't even say anything. They're like, yeah, he's run it again.
Yeah.
Run that back again.
Yeah, you're gonna need another trial run. Of C-Spot Go here.
I was playing tennis with a friend in middle school, and it's just like two. I feel like young boys, especially like 8 or 9 years old, there's just something in our brains where it's just like, maybe it was just me, but we were playing tennis, and I told him, I was like, hey, I gotta poop.
Yeah, I wasn't just shitting all over the place.
I was an animal, and he was
shit.
All it took was like, all I said was like, "Should I poop here?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then I just took a shit on the tennis court, and it was
I know what I just said was horrific. I think this is worse.
Oh, it's way worse.
You're older.
It's anarchist.
My thing was like, it was a stealth, mentally ill piss.
Yeah.
You knowingly were like, "This seems like a good place as any." I can knowingly read and just took your pants down and shouted at
him. I had skills. I could ride a bike.
Yeah. Like, you have no excuses.
The worst part is I didn't just leave the poop there. I was like fucking, and then I just started hitting it with my racket. It was science is what it was. It was young science because, you know.
So you, was there other people at the tennis court?
No.
So you took a shit on the tennis court and then you're like, I'm going to play with it.
It was monkey brain for sure. From then on, it was primal. It got primal. And it got primal quick.
It's almost, if you would have a video of both the events we just talked about, predicting that we're right here right now is the most on point. You're like, not much is going to happen with computer lab piss and tennis court shit.
Tennis court
shit. You're like, their life is going to be some version of that event here on out.
I just like the difference in, because tennis is like a respectable sport.
It's like a country club sport.
And I just took a shit all over the cement court.
And
somebody had to
clean
it.
In a way, that's sort of what you did with your dad's expectations of you.
He just
shat on a tennis court.
And it was,
he was like, he'll probably go to college and do all this stuff. And you just are like, pulling down my pants, and I'm taking a fat fucking comedy turd on
the
tennis court.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm not good at tennis, I lost the match. It's, I'm going to shit on the court. Like, out of nowhere bad.
Your dad be like, I don't know if that's real great. And you're like, not enough. Moving to Chicago, I'm going to shit on the court.
Yeah.
I'm going to make Thanksgiving unbearable. Yeah, dude. Sometimes you gotta.
Man, we went all over the place.
Yeah.
This episode, that was fun.
It's a good time.
Should we call it, or do you? Can I talk about WAP?
Let's do WAP.
Have you heard WAP?
I have heard. I saw the music video. It's fucking wild.
It's wild, and there's a lot of people who are against it because of how like sexually graphic it is.
I thought it was also kind of hot. I thought it was a good time.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Sex positive, great. But here's the thing is, it's terrifying. It's a scary song. It scared me.
Okay.
Like, if you were ever, if I was in a bedroom with a girl and she looked at me and she said, park that Big Mac truck in this little girl, I have to call my mom. I gotta clean myself.
No, I think
it's a
hot.
Scary
Although
song.
I would just awkwardly be like, yeah, you feel that? I couldn't say Big Mac truck. I'm like, can I park this Honda Civic like in front of your house? Like, that's the dick equivalent of what I'm doing.
Any part of my body that's a Big Mac is the stomach and the kidney.
There's no Big Mac truck. Let's not call it a truck here.
Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.